Hi, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. So, it's Mental Health Awareness Month, along with a cacophony of other illnesses that shouldn't just be remembered on a month during a year, in my opinion. I think that people should be mindful of diseases of all sorts year-round and, be willing to help, or I don't necessarily know about donate. But be able to put their voice towards whatever disease it is that compels them to do so. And a lot of people are in, the cancer thing, and I know that this month is celiac disease, and there was a bunch of them that I can't recall right now. So in my opinion, why does it have to be one special month in order to remember that there's people that are ill everywhere and that there are people that are suffering at all times? And just like be compassionate, every day if you can. Don't let it have to be a special occasion. This kind of goes back to the whole Mother's Day, Father's Day thing. Why is it that you're only supposed to be nice to your parents or remember your parents on one day out of a whole year? Don't you think that, legitimately you should probably be nice to them or think about them or, remember them or honor them daily or at the very least weekly, I don't get this whole special day thing or, special month thing. I mean, in that case, I think it should be my birthday year round and it should be Dawn Day every day. Shouldn't it be your day every day? Right, see, there you go. That's my point. So shouldn't it be everybody's day every day? Everybody gets a trophy every day, and everybody should be nice to each other every day. It shouldn't take a special, marking on a calendar for you to give a sh give a about. Yeah, I don't know who's listening. I'm trying to keep the cursing to a minimum here, but if you actually know me in real life, like, could sit across from me and have a coffee, or if you could call me or text me, or you must know how hard it is for me not to like go sailor mode while I'm doing this. I'm trying to be so mindful of that because I don't know who's in the car with you when you're listening to this, going to get milk from Cumberland Farms or Circle K or, whatever your local little, convenience store is. So, I'm gonna do so hard not to slip because I honestly haven't quite figured out how to edit yet without having to take a whole segment out. And I don't want to be like this, perfectionist guru on this where everything I say, I'm gonna think twice about and then not say it and then not do a podcast. And then, how it goes all the way down the line. So with it being said, that it is Mental Health Month. I wanted to give you a little bit of a lowdown as to lowdown exactly as to where I'm at and what I'm doing and where my mindset is. So I finally did make it to my self-esteem group this week. Skipped counseling, right? Skipped therapy, skipped a doctor's appointment, but made it to self-esteem group, which I didn't want to go to either. However, I really don't want a welfare check by my behavioral health place any more than I need to have. And yeah, that's my dog. So I decided to go to the one that seemed the least contentious, I guess is a good way to put it. Not that my therapist would yell at me, but there is a little bit of a guilt thing there when you start skipping and then this over concern and and then it comes down to, do we need to drug test you and see that there's not something else going on, which I would have been fine with this time around. But yeah, this time around, see how I slipped that in there. But it's just a pain in the ass to have them, kind of control your life in a way. I guess that's kind of a good way to put it. So I went to my quote unquote self-esteem group, which I guess my idea of self-esteem and other ideas of self-esteem are diabolically different because I guess my idea of a self-esteem group would be to give you tools in order to help you build your self-esteem and go out and do things, which apparently I already am out there more than I feel like I am doing things such as this podcast, which I can't get anybody that is local or in any of my bipolar groups to do this podcast because they suffer with anxiety. And I can't get them to understand that it's kind of the easiest thing that you could possibly do is to talk into the phone to me. I'm going to make you forget that you're doing a podcast, and it's just going to be a general conversation with me about your illness, which I would talk to you about anyway. And we, some of us do talk about it anyway on a daily basis. And all of a sudden it's just become this like a point of contention for me. I'll be honest. Because you can go on Facebook and you can type and talk about everything that's going on with you, even in a private group, you know, and yeah, everything that's going on with you, okay? And you all know how that stuff goes. And yet, when it comes to talking about something as important as mental health and your mental health, and it is Mental Health Month, right? Which should spur you on to want to talk about it. I can't get any of you to come out here and talk about it because of your anxiety or your anxiety about your voice, which I found to be just a cop out, you know, and then, you know, and then people coming up with all these other ways in order for me to interview them, which will not work for a podcast. I'm sorry, I'm not reading questions off a piece of paper that I've already sent you, like a pre-interview paper, and then you can choose which ones you want to. And no, that's not what this is all about. If you want to do that, go to somebody that's running a blog, you know. So anyway, back to the self-esteem group. Yeah, I'm a little up and down, okay, if you haven't noticed. So the whole self-esteem group this time was about self-care, which seems to be a true, you know, a PowerPoint, you know, thing this month about self-care. What do you do for self-care? And where does your self-care routine come into? And you know, all this. And I'm thinking about it, and it's like, do I actually have a self-care routine? I don't think that I do. Me, you know, personally, because I don't work and I'm on disability, I just kind of do what I want to do, which I guess is a great way of self-care because there's no questions that it's what I want to do. And I'm not being forced to do much of anything except go to therapy and doctor's appointments, which, you know, in the long run are a form of self-care. However, sometimes it just really seems like torture to me. But, you know, I have to do this stuff. So anyway, you know, so in the whole highlight of it, it's like my self-esteem, I guess, is apparently pretty high, and my self-care routine is probably the ultimate self-care that most of you wish that you could do, which is just basically get up whenever you want to, have coffee, you know, leisurely go through your emails and, you know, check your Facebook and do your Instagram and your Twitter, and then find myself, you know, doing school, which I guess for some people wouldn't be self-care. I guess that would be their torture. But I love school and I love to learn. So for me, that's all good. And then what do? I take my dog for walks. And I come back and I might play Batman on my PS3, or I might drive really badly, you know, on my PS3, and then might hit more books, or maybe, you know, I've been thinking about starting to draw again. So I lovingly look at my notepads and all my pens and pencils and markers and don't pick them up. So that's a form of non-self-care, right? Because I really want to start drawing again, but I am afraid that it will not be good enough, and then it will set me back into some kind of a relapse in my depression. So I'm holding myself back from something which could bring me great enjoyment. So see how that goes. So my self-esteem isn't really all that high because I'm afraid to do things for myself that would probably bring me great pleasure, even if the paintings and pictures sucked. So, you know, there's that. And, you know. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm up and down right now. I'm wavering between extreme mania and severe depression on a daily basis. Yes, I'm taking my meds. I haven't lost them again. But it, see, it's just this up and down, a bipolar, this roller coaster ride of, you know, being good one minute and the next minute, like just laying in my bed, being upset because I haven't hit this amount of listens yet on the podcast. Of which I want to thank you all for listening. I know a lot of you are my friends that I've met, and a lot of you are probably Leanna Anderson's friends now that have since hit the show after her interview. Which, if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to the interview with Leanna. It is an yeah, I'm a little biased, I would say. However, it is a great interview, and explains the British system of healthcare, of mental health care, as opposed to how our in the United States our mental health care doesn't really exactly seem to work. I mean, maybe that's not what you got out of it, but I got out of it a little bit of jealousy that I'm not in the UK with my mental health issues right now being treated, instead of here in the US where it just seems to be, what do they call that? Trial and error, you know? I don't want my healthcare to be trial and error. I don't want my mental health to be the guinea pig of, the year. And then maybe we get it right at one point in time. You know, I'm really kind of tired of being up and down and not feeling quite right and just downright sick. And that's what this whole week has been. It's been one day I couldn't get out of bed, and one day I couldn't wait to get out of bed. And then this day I kind of drug myself out of bed. This way I got dressed enough to go to therapy so I don't have a welfare check. And today I'm kind of like, I had to go get my mail, so I went in my pajamas, and then I had to go and do something else for somebody, and I went in sweats, and at least I did it, but that's not me. I don't usually leave my house unless I'm in, like, at least jeans and a decent clean t-shirt. Today it was just like, oh, let's just get this stuff done. I got enough clothes on to pull this off. So that's my story for today, and I'm gonna stick to it. Yeah, so I guess I hit on the self-esteem, and I hit on the self-care. And just a little bit back to self-care, if you're feeling like you just can't get out of bed, like legitimately, and you've been in bed for a couple days, call somebody, get some help, have somebody come over and bring you some soup or some tea and have them talk with you, or you just talk with them, or just sit there together and don't talk at all. But if you're that feeling that low, don't even have to call somebody, text somebody. I know that there's actually a mental health line. I think, and I don't quote me on this, I think it's 741-741 help, and somebody will text you back so you don't even have to talk. I will get that number cleared up for the next time. But just try it. If it doesn't work, then we know it's wrong, but I'm almost positive that's what it is. I just saw it come through my news feed like 2 days ago. And if you're feeling suicidal, call the suicide hotline, which again, I don't have memorized, and I promise for next time I will get these numbers out to you properly. Get some help, talk to somebody. Even me, in my sense of I don't want to deal with anybody isolation mode, I do realize that getting out there and talking to people is going to make me better. It's going to make me feel better, and it's going to make me feel more connected. Isn't that really all we want, is just to be connected? So be kind, be connected, and be aware. And thanks for listening. I really mean it. This is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar.